Hi everybody and welcome to another episode of Campfire Conversations. We're here in Bali at the moment for the Practical Wisdom for Leaders Conference at Alamatilia. And I'm here today with Rhys George, one of the presenters for the conference and also the Media Arts Specialist and Arts Team Leader at Bold Park Community School in Perth.
Yep.
And we've been talking about the interrelationship between technology and nature.
Yep.
And how they
Coexist. Yeah, or how they should coexist.
Yes.
Yeah, fantastic.
Because it's been a progression.
Yeah. I was reflecting the other night when we were having dinner and we were saying how when I first came into early childhood education, it seemed that, especially with the invent of the iPad and nature pedagogy really becoming more prominent as pedagogy and the focus of early childhood education, it seemed that we got so many more options and it's a really interesting kind of stage, but that's been around for a while now. And so first, I think I'll say what everybody would say about technology, making sure that we preface it, that it's just a tool and it's just a way for us to access another language, another way for us to see the world and better understand the world.
But there is the fear that it's either nature or technology, there can be this divide.
Absolutely. I think it was easy for that to, that fear to grow. But I think we've seen so many open-ended, very play-based tools. Technological tools that really give us a better understanding of things in nature that we can use in nature. So we're not stuck in that classroom or behind the computer like those fears were first born from.
Yeah. So because I think there's been that understanding that it's a dichotomy. That
You
can either have nature-based experiences and we come into the nature pedagogy world, as you said, or there's the technological side of integration of learning into education. But what we were talking about the other night is, as you said, it's a lens.
Yeah.
So using it as a tool or a lens and finding that harmony between the two, the two areas of technology and nature.
Absolutely. I think, when we're looking at tools, not exclusively the iPad, anything, and I just use that as an example of where I kind of felt that was where had put a real burst into early childhood education, but all education as well as a really great tool. It started to be more tactile. We can start to see possibilities of technology becoming more open-ended, and I think, and more mobile especially. But as long as we're always prefacing our outcomes before our tools, so we know why we're choosing technology, that's always going to be there as well, play as well, like we would for anything. If you're if there's these closed boundaries, making sure it's open-ended, making sure that this tool is this technological tool can be inside, helping us understand nature.
Yeah,
preferably outside, understanding nature. But that's an interesting space coming up as well, is that balance, finding that balance. And people who are in situations where getting outside is really difficult, the balance is really tough for them. And the people who don't have, who do have these wonderful opportunities, to be outside, making sure that they are bringing technology out so we don't always see this
separate
dichotomy continuing as well, that we really embrace the possibilities that are afforded to us with technology.
So Rhys, if you had one of your top tips for getting the tool of technology outside, what would it be?
Top tips for tool.
And actually I'll add a caveat to that, because I think the word technology has multifacets. So we're talking about digital technology here.
Absolutely.
A pencil is a tool.
Is
a piece of technology.
And that's perhaps, it's great because there's a caveat. We're talking about digital technology, but at the same time, we should be thinking of it the same way as where we were talking about before. Top tips though. Look, it depends where you're up to at your stage. I would say, go a little bit further than what you're comfortable with. Make sure you're pushing those boundaries. And like I kind of said before, I'm not gonna say one tip, sorry.
Yeah, that's okay.
A few things. Making sure you're thinking about your outcome and choosing your tool based on your outcome, the possibilities, what you're really hoping to achieve. Don't think of anything digitally, especially. Don't be held back by a screen. I think microphones, these sorts of things, help us better put a lens on being where we are. Cameras, which have screens, but you know where I'm going. Yep. Doesn't have to be. I want to make sure it's not just the iPad. Not at all. It can be so many different things that we can. Microscopes, bringing digital microscopes outside, and anything that helps us better see something that we couldn't see before.
Yeah.
Better understand weather patterns, better understand anything, using sensors. That's another great thing when, especially iPad is a great example here. So don't look at necessarily the iPad or the app. Think about the affordances from an iPad. So the microphone, the camera, the a gyroscope, the rotation, all these are sensors based in there. So maybe think of the possibilities with and affordances of that technology based on the sensors and its ability, rather than looking for finding an app and saying, oh, this is great for this.
Yeah.
Being able to move between apps and not going a bit beyond the app, perhaps. Yeah.
And I think that's a wonderful expression for really any piece of technology. What you've said there is, I think we have a tendency to go to an app, or we go to a predefined use of a tool. But when we look past that and look at the characteristics of that tool and the, as you said, the affordances, I love that terminology, to really expand our thinking about the possibilities of tools.
Yeah, absolutely.
That goes with a stick. A stick is not just for cubby building, it's not just for lighting a fire, it's a pencil is a stick. Like there are multiple uses for these technologies. So I think that's
it's a great way to bring it back to make sure that that divide doesn't happen.
Yes.
Is to remind ourselves to approach it in exactly the same way we would out in nature.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Well, I think that's some good advice. Thanks for joining us for another episode of Campfire Conversations.
Thank you from Bali.